Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 8:02 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. It's Bo, Allie Mack, Dylan. Mike Johnson is out today, so we appreciate Mark Zeno joining us today. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Now, we are getting into the wake-up call. Looks like we have full phone lines. We are wishing all the dads a happy early Father's Day. Mel Brooks also announced that he's making Spaceballs 2 at 98 years old. Comes out in 2027, so he will be 100 when it hits theaters. Are some movies untouchable? Should you just leave the sequels to not exist, basically? That's what we're asking you. 404-726-0929. Bo, you're in favor of the Spaceballs 2 movie, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why not? It's not going to do anything that takes away from the OG. It'll just either suck or it won't, right? I mean, It doesn't take anything away from what that movie was.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Zeno to an extent about the originality, but to me it doesn't play in the sequel thing. It's more or less when they do another version of a movie that they made in the 60s. It's like, why do we need a remake? You know, like, there's very few remakes that I can vibe with. True Grit was one that I could vibe with. I love the OG True Grit because it had John Wayne in it, and I love the last one because they had Matt Damon, they had Josh Brolin, they had the Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges in it. And apparently Josh Allen's wife was in it too, but she was a little girl at that point,
yeah.
So totally different. So I'm okay with that. But yeah, I mean, I'm not as hard up on it as Zeno is.
Again, we don't do anything original anymore. It's really bothersome.
We really don't. No, I don't disagree about with that mindset, but to me, like I know you haven't watched it, which to me is ridiculous, but whether you think it could happen realistically or not, Top Gun did a very good job of taking an original story and furthering the story with new characters. You know, they introduced Penny Benjamin, who was just in the first one, the Admiral's daughter, right? That was just a line in the movie. And then she became they created that character. So they did a good job of bringing in new characters and developing them, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I will say I have yet to meet one person that has seen the Top Gun sequel and said it was awful or they disliked it. Like, everybody just had a great time when they saw that movie.
Okay, again, can't be 50 years old, still in the military, still flying planes. You just can't.
How old are you?
Doesn't work that way.
How old are you?
It doesn't work that way.
How old are you?
I'm not 50.
How old are you?
I'm not 50.
How old are you?
I'm not 50.
You're close.
I am, but I'm not 50.
You're still in the military.
Yeah, I'm also not commanding or sitting in a tank or leading an infantry squad.
Well, you could be.
Well,
you're just not.
Yeah, because I'm in charge of all those people.
So, yeah, but that's because, well, I, you know, which, oh, I don't want to do this. Should I do it?
I don't know. We got full phone lines, Bo.
Should I do it? You know, one of the great mysteries of life is how you follow rules so well in the military, yet in the civilian world, here you are.
You want to know the differences? In the military, I get to give orders. In the civilian world, I have to take them.
You haven't always given orders.
Yeah. You had to get there.
Yeah. That's my point, is how you climb the ladder. I have a lot of respect for you, Mark. I think you know that. Your military career is where a lot of it comes from, I think.
Probably where all of it comes from, but that's neither here nor there.
No, you deep down inside, there is a decent person and a good-hearted person.
Yeah, there you go. Just make sure it's buried deep down inside. Don't ever let it come to the surface.
Speaking of good people, let's go to the phone lines and talk to some people. Let's start with Walter in Atlanta. Walter, on the morning shift, what do you got for us, my friend?
Bo, I'm just like you on, you know, remakes, as far as like if we're going to remake something, further the story or kind of extend what you had originally talked about. Mission Impossible wasn't a remake, but they extended the story or kept it going. My whole thing is bring back Blue Chips. Blue Chips was extremely underrated. I think one of the best sports movies by far, but they need to bring back. They need to do a remake or at least further the story on Blue Chips. I mean, you got the age of the NIL. You got, you know, all back then they were trying to pay players under the table to get them to come to their school. So imagine how you can infiltrate the NIL into that storyline as well. So that's my take on that.
I see. Thank you, Walter. Appreciate the call. That's actually a good call, guys. Blue Chips was a phenomenal movie, and people forget, you know, Shaq is in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hardaway was in that movie.
Yep.
And I love that movie. I believe that was Nick Nolte.
Yep.
And I think it would be cool if Nick Nolte comes back and he's advising a young coach on how, you know, to recruit players or how he could, you know, to work with an agent on the NIL since he helped do it under the table with the boosters.
Yeah, imagine that now. Imagine them coming back in the whole crux of that movie was under the table recruiting, which now is not only on the table, it's spread across the table naked, everybody's just laying on top of it.
Is naked?
Naked.
Naked.
That's one of those movies I remember watching, and I remember thinking it was really good, but I don't remember anything about it.
They gave Rick Pitino one of the best lines in that whole movie. They're showing the contrast of the coaches, and you see Nolte going off on the official, and then you just see Pitino sitting there with a rather just clapping him. That's why you're a good official. Like, he just nails that line right there.
Nick Nolte played kind of a
Bob Knight, yeah,
type fiery type personality, but he wanted to do things right way. That was a great movie. All right, let's go to Taylor and Buckhead next. Taylor, what do you think about Spaceballs 2? Any great memories of your dad? Whatever you want, man. What you got for us?
Hey, morning, guys. With you on the remakes and the reimaginings being kind of hit or miss. Sometimes they nail it. Sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I got one that's near and dear to me, though, that came up last night when I was watching TV with the wife. Come to a commercial, and it's Vince Vaughn narrating a commercial for Johnsonville Brats. And then almost immediately after that, followed by a promo for Owen Wilson's new show on Apple TV, which has something to do with golf. Anyway, so we start thinking, you know, it's been 20 years since Wedding Crashers came out. All those guys have aged extremely well. How about us, you know, like that's one I could get behind. You know, I don't want to see a sort of generic run-of-the-mill storyline that's like, oh, well, they got kids now and they're the next generation of Wedding Crashers or something like that. But after we were done watching what we were watching, though, we surfing around and actually came upon the movie, watched the last 30 minutes of it, and it is still absolutely hilarious. You know, Will Ferrell, Rachel McAdams, all of them, Christopher Walken. Great movie, one that holds near and dear to me and one that I would get behind for a sequel. So just wanted to throw that out there as a possible subject matter. But, yeah, that's all I got. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
I love the movie. I love everything he said about the movie. I staunchly disagree with trying to make a sequel for this.
I don't know how they would do it.
Look, you know, there's a reason why it's called a one-night stand. You don't go back for a second, okay? Leave Wedding Crashers where it is, man. Like, I get your point. It was so good. It hit every note. You love the movie. Don't try to recreate that magic again. Just don't. And to your point, seeing them both married with kids now, Wedding Crashers 2 doesn't work, right? Like, and nobody wants to watch 60-year-old dudes crashing weddings trying to hook up with young women. It's kind of creepy.
It would be just like Will Ferrell's character, where you're kind of like, ooh, this is a little bit sorry. Okay, the visual marks that I just gave me, this is, we're going to have to move on from this. Yeah,
we don't need you impersonating Chaz. I mean, I love you. I love it.
Hey, in the Ma!
I love when he's at the altar. He's like,
we want it now.
Which, by the way, he's crazy, but he's totally raking it in.
Ding.
He's killing it.
Caught you that time, Bo. Ding.
Well, that's actually a line from the movie. I don't know if he can ding me, but yeah, you're good. All right, let's go to John Michael in Gainesville. That's a weird name. I've heard that name before, but yeah, a little bit differently. Let's go to John Michael in Gainesville. How you doing, John? What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, happy Father's Day. I am all for Spaceballs too, but only if it's allowed to be as offensive as the first one was.
I could say, well, so, I'm not sure they will be able to do that. The climate's changed a little bit since 40 years ago.
I grew up with Mel Brooks movies, and one of my favorite memories is watching with my family. But one of my favorite sports memories with my dad, my great grandfather was visiting from Florida, and he used to take my dad to Milwaukee Braves games in the 50s. And we decided to go to the Atlanta Braves game. I was 7. We were at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. We left a little early. My great-grandpa was about 80 years old. And we ran into Tommy Lasorda in the tunnel, who they had just come into town for a series. And so my great-grandfather, my dad, and I got to stand around and talk to Tommy Lasorda for about 10 or 15 minutes after a game. Dang. So that was cool.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Appreciate the call, John. Happy Father's Day to you as well, my friend. Man, that's cool. Mark, I know you. Those stories with going to games as a kid with your dad is always. There's always somebody's always got one, right? I mean, we've all got one or two that kind of ring with us, right?
No, absolutely.
You don't got to tell one, but I'm just
saying. Oh, yeah, no.
No, absolutely. I will always tell the story of getting to take my dad into, at the time it was the SunTrust seats, and we sat right behind home plate. That is just a core memory that will live with me forever because I watched my dad turn into a 5-year-old right in front of my eyes, like waving and saying hi to all the players walking in front of us. It was amazing.
Your dad's a big baseball fan, right, Allie?
Yeah, so like the first time I brought Grant over, he was just like, this guy is so cool. They get along very well.
Oh, that cracks me up. All right, let's get one more call in. Let's go to Tinker in Kennesaw. Tinker, have you recovered from falling through the ceiling?
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, yeah, we're back at it.
All right, what you got for us? What do you think about Spaceballs 2 or a memory with your dad?
Well, I got both. As far as the movies, I just love it when people are real sensitive. It don't take much to set them off, and they get their little feelings hurt. I would love to see something done with Blazing Saddles.
Oof.
And just keep nailing people left and right. And I wouldn't mind seeing some more Police Academy. I always love that. They can't spit them out enough. And then as far as my dad, I've always appreciated that he got me and my sister, I guess you can just say, ready for life. And when we hit the age for our driver's license, once we got our license, he wouldn't give it to us until we were able to change a tire by ourselves.
Hmm. I love that. Yeah. That's a really good way to do a litmus test on whether someone's responsible enough to have a car or not.
Yeah.
I think you should also be required to drive a manual transmission these days too, but that's going by. They're not even making those anymore.
Well, you can keep the conversation going on Twitter. Tell us about your favorite memory with your dad, whether sequels should happen or not. We didn't even mention that Mission Impossible has another sequel out right now. I've heard good things about it.
I watched the first one when it came out, 30 years ago, and I haven't watched one
I've
since.
Only seen one.
Okay.
It was the third one with Philip Seymour Hoffman because he was my favorite actor.
Well, I've heard it's pretty good.
There's another John Wick that's either about to be out or is already out, too. John Wick Ballerina. Well, it's not necessarily a John Wick. It's from the world of John Wick Ballerina.
It's like a
spinoff of some sort.
Kind of like The Mandalorian or something.
Yeah.
But it's because John Wick's technically... Well, I can't say that. I don't want to be a spoiler. Well, I mean, the movie's been out like 3 years now,
I refuse to watch it. I know what it's about. Not watching it. Can't do it.
Why?
Can't do it. A puppy. Can't do it.
But that, I mean, that's the crappy part. But the beauty is he gets revenge. Like, good revenge.
I don't even want to. No. But you can continue the conversation on Twitter if you have opinions about this at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up, Grant McCauley, our 92.9 Braves insider / who I share residence with, will join us to preview the Braves-Rockies series. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey
the
app.
The Odyssey app.
Almost lost it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Bo, Ali Mack, Mark Zeno filling in for Mike Johnson today, and Dylan, of course. And guys, Mike just texted that we are sounding good, so golf clap to everybody that is participating in the Morning Shift today. We got the thumb of approval from Mike Johnson.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Did he think we would sound good
because he's not here? I mean, wow, the audacity of that guy.
Well, we are about to welcome in 92.9's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zerez. Book an appointment today with Zerez, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. First, I've been telling these guys Happy Father's Day all day today, and we have three dogs, so I got to make sure to say Happy Father's Day to you as well, baby Han, Chewy, and Nora. I know they're very thankful that you are the nonstop provider of all the treats.
Well, I know they appreciate that, and I appreciate them sleeping through this call, hopefully. We'll see how it goes.
Well, getting into the Braves, we've got the Rockies in town tonight. We're 29-38. They're 13-55. We know how this season has been going, though, Grant. What are you expecting out of this series?
Well, I think if there was ever a get-right series for the Braves or a momentum builder series for the Braves, I mean, you can't handpick a better opponent. I mean, this is, and Mark will appreciate this since we're talking about movies and sequels and movies that got a lot of sequels, and Rocky, when Mickey tells Rocky the guys he's been fighting are just a tomato. Well, this is that. This is Spider Rico. This is who the Braves are facing right now. So I will be intrigued to see what version of the Braves offense shows up, because goodness knows when we saw them in Coors Field, I did not have a three-game series with zero home runs on my list of things I expected from that series. Now, they did take two of three. The disappointment of dropping a Chris Sale start in the finale was, I think, a bitter pill. Even though you won that series, you needed more out of it. So the Braves, they don't need to leave anything on the table this weekend. They need to run the table, sweep this series, and get some momentum, because they've got some very big games coming up.
Hey, well, granted, it all starts with Bryce Elder for me, and you know, he was phenomenal as last time out. Some people don't believe in him. I'm not going to name names, Mark Zeno. But, you know, what is – I think Elder's job as a fifth starter, or him and Grant Holmes, that kind of the fourth, fifth role, is a quality start. That should be the goal. Six innings, three earned runs, that should be it. Now, with the offense that we should have, that should be enough. But what has been the difference this year for Elder? Because he is not a strikeout pitcher, and he struck out 12 in a lineup that's pretty freaking good last time I checked in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, I think refinement has been kind of what his focus has been this year. And when I talked to him probably about a month ago or so, you know, I asked him, you know, last year going up and down between AAA and the majors and not really knowing where you're going to be pitching every fifth day, that had to be a little disruptive. And he said, yeah, I mean, it was, but I felt like every time I went out there, I was just chasing the results I had in 2023. And so I think he's done a nice job of saying, okay, well, I had success before and that's good. I know I can do it. Now more of the question, rather than, well, how am I going to do it again? How do I get back there? Is what things can I change, and what adjustments to my arsenal, to my location, to my execution of pitches or game planning, all of the above. Those are the things that he needed to focus on. I think being more present is probably the way we'd refer to it, you know, outside of all of that, outside of baseball. And I think he's done a really good job of it. And the Braves have needed every little bit of help they can get in the starting rotation, because some of these plans have obviously gone sideways. You lose Ronaldo Lopez. You don't have Max Fried. You don't have Charlie Morton anymore. We knew that coming to camp, though. And then you lose A.J. Smith-Shawver here in season. So everybody's got to step up. I'm sure we'll talk about Spencer Strider, who is still working his way back to refine and regain his form. So when you get this from Bryce Elder, when you get this kind of stuff from Grant Holmes, a little bit goes a long way. And I think they've done a great job of just fortifying the rotation.
Grant, Spider Rico's a bum. Just remember that. Nonetheless, what's been bum is the Braves offense as they've gone through the better part of this season. Like, you get Germán Marquez tonight. His ERA is over 7. You get one of the league's worst bullpens. I know you just want to win the game, but for crying out loud, can you like put up 6 or 7 runs tonight and just make us feel good?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, obviously. They did it a couple of times in Milwaukee, which gives you a little more hope, because clearly Milwaukee's pitching staff and overall operation is giving them a little bit better results than they're finding out in Colorado. So I think you could use it big time. I mean, the guy that's lighting the fire and that can do that is Ronald Acuña Jr. I think he's played tremendously since coming back. I would not have guessed that the Braves record would be as dreadful as it is. It has nothing to do with Ronald. He's playing like a superstar. So I said this on social media. If we were wondering what version of Ronald Acuña Jr. was coming back from this, I think we know that his second knee surgery, maybe he learned a lot from the first one, and the Braves and Ronald also took their time as well. So as far as the offense is concerned, it's got its catalyst back. Now you just need to see the Austin Rileys, the Matt Olsons, the Ozzie Albies, the Sean Murphys, the Michael Harrises, and on down the line. Even Marcell Ozuna, who's cooled off quite a bit from the power and run production department. Get those guys going. Get 3 or 4 of them going in a row and stack them in that lineup and see if you can't run into a crooked number, because it should not be asking too much when you consider the talent that you've got and the things that they've done in the past.
It's the Morning Shift, and we are talking with 92.9 The Game's very own Braves reporter and insider, Grant McCauley. Grant, Spencer Schwellenbach was phenomenal the other day, pitched a complete game. Do you see this happening again this season, or is this more so a move about giving the bullpen a break for a couple of days?
I think it served a couple of different roles, and we know now, just based on the last 10 to 20 years, that the complete game in Major League Baseball is just flat out not valued by clubs as they build their pitching staff. They believe that they can get starters to go 5, 6, maybe 7 innings, and then mix and match with 7 to 8 relievers. And as those parts break, they just put a new one in the bullpen. And that those guys are throwing harder than ever with nastier breaking stuff than ever. So I can understand making opposing offenses face as many different arms as possible on a given night. So that's the strategy part of it that we're seeing that has led to the complete game disappearing. That being said, there is a time and a place for one, and his start against Milwaukee was both the time and the place for that. He managed his pitch count masterfully. He was piling up strikeouts, as he does. He was staying in the strike zone, as he does, and that lends itself to the possibility that, you know, a couple of complete games from him each year shouldn't be out of the realm. And also, I would think that, you know, the benefit that you get of having that complete game right before an off day allows you to reset that bullpen a little bit more and have it ready for this weekend. And I think more importantly, what could be a pretty big homestand with the Mets rolling in right after the Rockies.
Hey, Grant, Matt Olson is, Allie, did I add the T in there? I don't know.
I didn't hear the T that
time. You're clear.
Thank you. I'm making a conscious effort now, thanks to the first lady of baseball in this city, to get his name absolutely correct. But look, I feel like he's one of the more underappreciated players in recent history for the Braves. No, he doesn't hit 320 with an on-base percentage of 430, but he's a 30-homer, 100-RBI guy. He's seemingly on pace right now, close to that. He's got a 350 on-base percentage almost. He's been pretty steady and the best player on this team, really, through and through. Like, what's the deal? Like, is it just because it's Freddie, or do we just not really see how consistent he really is, and how he's probably the third best first baseman in the National League?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at Matt Olson, I've almost gotten to the point where I try to just put him in his own category and not get into the Freddie Freeman of it all, because people are going to be in their feelings about that, and I understand it, and I'm not even going to spend any time explaining to them why they should be happier with the version of what they have now than the version that walked out the door and signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The circumstances certainly add into that. We know it all. We've covered all of that. Matt Olson himself, though, I do think that the one thing that really gets people, I guess, maybe underappreciating him is that he is not as consistent hitting-wise as the previous guy or even some other players, maybe even in this Braves lineup. There are peaks and there are valleys in a Matt Olson season, and I know that he would like it to be much more consistent than it is, but when you look at the aggregate and the body of work every year, that 30 and 100, that's meaningful. The Gold Glove caliber defense that he plays is meaningful. You just want to see as much consistency as possible. And I wouldn't just put it all on Matt Olson either. I know that's kind of popular to pin it on one guy or two guys, but there's plenty to go around when it comes to needing to find consistency in this lineup. But he was the guy that followed the other guy. And so I think the shoes have been pretty big. I think he's done a pretty nice job of following those. But people, they don't necessarily like change. And that's not breaking news here. They just want to see the consistency, and I think Matt Olson would like to see that as well, and the Braves could certainly use it in the middle of their lineup because that is one of the biggest bats in the National League, and that's not even debatable.
Well, and that change is a few years in now, and so Braves have a huge hole to dig out of. Hopefully they kick that off tonight when they welcome Orlando Arcia and the Rockies to town. Grant, where can we catch From the Diamond this weekend?
You can catch me on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game from 5 to 7. We will cover what is hopefully a very good and profitable weekend for the Braves, and I mean that on the field, off the field. I guess they can sort that out as well. With a sweep against the Rockies they very much need, and we'll also cover all the other big stories from around Major League Baseball. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts, right here on 92.9 The Game from 5 to 7 on Sunday and on the Odyssey app.
Great. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
That's Grant McCauley, our 92.9 The Game Braves insider / splits a mortgage with me. We appreciate the insights. You can find him on
co-parent. You co-parent with him, Allie.
We do
splits
co-parent.
A mortgage with me. Such a convenient way to put it.
Find him on X or Twitter at Grant McCauley. And coming up, we do have one final check of Bo's tailgate at home. He is making balls, and we've got a life of squid.
That is the sausage variety.
Hey, yo.
One former NFL star could be in a lot of trouble. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Bo, Ali Mack. Mark Zeno has been gracing us with his presence today since Mike Johnson is on daddy duty. Dylan, of course, helping me stay on track today. I mean, this was almost a solo show. Bo, you were not back at your computer. Zeno is still not in the studio. I'm in here panicking. What's happening?
I was on my way. I was checking my balls, my sausage balls. I've got
balls.
I made one too many, or maybe three or four too many that I had to do it on a separate sheet. And I may have tried one already of the early batch that I did, and oh, so good. And I got a little taste of the jalapeno and
jalapeno.
I mean the flavor that it adds, Allie. Mm-hmm. I don't know how your taste buds are.
Jalapenos are one of my favorite things in the world.
Okay, are you? So there's different types. There's people that hate spicy. There's people that like the jalapeno, like little spiciness, mm-hmm. but it's not, because jalapenos to me aren't too spicy.
No, they're not, and I love spice. But the flavor of jalapenos, of all the spices, is amazing.
Yeah, it's more. I have always felt like it's more flavor than spice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I was hesitant to add those just because some people don't like anything. But then again, I'm probably going to eat most of them anyways. So well, I don't care. Forget everybody else. So I threw them in there, and Amy would, you know, I asked her. I said, "Hey, she's got that wall. Do you guys do this?" Amy's got like this Walmart order thing where if her order is over a certain dollar amount, the delivery is free.
Really? Yeah.
So then
yeah,
she
that
gets
happens.
To that threshold every time.
Pretty much. So yeah. I said, hey, you doing like a Walmart order? She's like, well, I need to. Do you need something? And I was like, yes, I need pancake mix, jalapenos. I need some cheese. Welcome back, by the way, Mark. And so she threw those in there, and so they, I was like, hey, just don't, you know, throw them in there. Man, they're pretty tasty. Look, I'm not reinventing the wheel here, okay? It's nothing. This is something I wanted to make sure that I was able to do something that was breakfast-related this week. And I'm trying. It's hard. Next week will probably not be breakfast themed. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. And I also didn't want to make a big piece of meat that I wasn't going to be able to eat today, because I want to have some room for the dinner tonight, for the mm-hmm. Father's Day dinner, because I think I'm getting. I've seen the menu. I don't know about y'all. I've seen the menu, Allie.
I know.
And I'm going to be pretty on brand tonight with what I order.
I just want to say real quick before we move completely off the topic of food and jalapenos, the Trader Joe's sweet and spicy or sweet and hot, whatever you want to call them, jalapenos are the greatest jalapenos of all time.
Yeah?
They have the perfect amount of sweet and spice. I mean, they are phenomenal. We put them in – when I make chili, I put them in there every time. They have to be in there, or we just don't make the chili.
Dude, you shop at Trader Joe's?
Yes, oh, Trader Joe's is not bougie. Trader Joe's is one of the most affordable grocery stores out there.
Right. Like hey, Sprouts and Whole Foods.
Simone and I literally get a week's worth of food for under $200.
Wait, what?
For both of us? That's good. Like we're loading down. We're getting a whole bunch of snacks, obviously meals. Like we're getting a bunch of stuff.
I don't even know where Trader Joe's is.
That's so much money for a week's worth of groceries,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's a lot of money, Dylan, for two people.
Think so? I thought it was pretty good. I mean, we get a lot of stuff.
I mean, now, Amy and I have gotten into, and it's because it's how we see people. We got in a habit of eating out a little bit more than we probably should. So we probably eat out twice a week, but which is, to me, too many times. But $200, I mean, I think in my 30s, I could eat for like $70 tops groceries. Yeah.
You'll end that eating out twice a week once daycare bills start coming in.
I have a special daycare person.
Grandma
she's
daycare.
She's already at daycare, Mark. She's gone right now.
Oh, okay.
I'll say this. Simone and I, we both eat a lot and snack a lot. We both have big appetites. So, you know, we probably eat. Well, I don't know. I'm not saying we eat more than, you know, the average person, but we eat a lot. I'll say that. So.
Well, as you grow older, you'll be like Bo and eat like a snake just once a day.
Yeah. Well, it's small meals and one big one. But yes, I do eat like a. I mean, I have had to. I'm put on some weight. Hey, man, I had a question, and it, like, man, my Allie threw me off when she called me said I eat like a snake. Oh yeah. Dude, you know, Mark, you know what it is? You know what it's all about, the daycare? You know what's killing me? Is formula. The price of, I went to Sam's, and when I go to Sam's, I only get, like, select things, because you got to be careful, because you'll get, like, too much of something, and you don't need it. Mm-hmm. I had seven items cost me almost $200.
Yeah, the formula adds up fast.
Dude, so if there's a formula company, there's a sales rep for a formula company right now that wants to, you know, advertise
their
product.
Don't do that. It's against the rules. Don't do that.
No. It's against the rules to give love when, you know, not. I'm not giving anybody love. I'm just saying you want me to endorse you. You just call 99 the game, and I'm all open for a formula endorsement.
Yeah.
Man, that stuff is expensive.
Imagine when you have twins.
Oh,
quick it
goodness
goes.
Gracious.
Two of them.
Oof. Well, let's get a check in on the U.S. Open. It's underway. Guys, it sounds like you let me know. My amateur dentist, Matt Vogt, is probably going to get cut today. He was 12 over yesterday after the first round, 149th place. Am I not going to see him again?
You'll see him today at some point. Maybe a cut to. They'll say, oh, by the way, the dentist is now 21 over. And then that'll be the last time we see him at this Open.
Oh, look at that. Koepka charging back in second place now.
Yes.
One under for the day.
Well, he's got two birdies now and a bogey. So the guys that have teed off already, Allie. John Rahm is even. He's plus one through three. He's now even for the tournament. He was one under. Brooks is one under for the day. He's at three under. Sung J.M. is one under for the day. Excuse me, he's one over for the day. He's dropped to one under. Scheffler had a birdie earlier. He's one under through two holes. But see, some of these people, some of these players did not start because of the size of the field. Some start on nine, some start on one.
Right.
So that's Scheffler, I believe, started on the back nine.
Yeah. And you look at a couple of other guys who are at least starting with early with birdies, at least, or at least increasing their score. Victor Hovland's back to even. Corey Connors has got a birdie through two holes, and he's plus one. So, again, you're going to start to see some of the scores come down today. Jordan Spieth is plus two through three holes. He's dropped back to plus two. So he and Scheffler are now tied. Look at that. That's how quickly it happens here at the U.S. Open. But, yeah, you're going to start to see, I think, some better numbers put up, Bo. You'll probably have about a dozen guys, I think, under par when it's all said and done today. And your leader is probably going to be four or five under, and that's it, if that.
I have no problem with it. I want to see. What I do want, Mark, is I want a tight tournament. I think all golf fans want some drama on Sunday afternoon. I just love the drama of a major. I think that's what we as golf fans. That's one of the reasons why I don't mind and why I kind of like these tougher setups on these tournaments, is because a lot of times it creates a tighter field. I mean, it's not one guy that's 19 under and then another guy that's 13 under kind of chase him, you know.
Hey, speaking of drama, let's get into this Life of Squid, because it was the first thing Zeno came in talking about this morning.
Well, Baron Burton's W sauce, Fireshire, the breakfast sauce too, the everyday hot sauce. I'm actually going to put some of my sausage balls in the breakfast sauce too. I'm going to put that verde on it, because I already got a little bit of that jalapeno spice. So I'm going to see how that verde mixes, maybe see how the regular breakfast sauce mixes in there. And you can put that stuff on anything. And don't forget my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owl and Lager. You know what goes great with breakfast sauce to a sausage ball? A cold beer.
Well, duh.
But of course, duh. I mean, and you can get in the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. All right, Mark, Hoodoo. Let's get in. Was that Dylan or Mark?
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Attaboy, dial line. Let's get into this. I know you want to talk about this. I might even let you do this story. I know that's how anxious you are. Antonio Brown is wanted by Miami-Dade County on a charge. Now, this charge is very serious, of attempted murder. David Ovell of the Washington Post reported late last night, early this morning. Now, Dylan, you can. I don't know if Allie's seen this. I don't know if Mark has seen this, but I know you have, because you and I are very. We're the people that on this show that you come to when you want to know about everything happening in the world, up to date, you know, entertainment news and such.
That's right.
There was a celebrity boxing match down there, and afterwards there was a bunch of people in a parking lot. Antonio Brown was in that group, reportedly, allegedly. There is video that we saw. And there was a gun discharge, which looked like shot. It was like the gun was aimed at people.
Yes. So the story behind this goes from what I've heard is everything you said. And apparently, reportedly, allegedly, some guys tried to jump Antonio Brown. So then Antonio Brown, I think if I have this correctly, he tried to grab one of his security guards' guns. And then he started firing shots at the dudes that were trying to jump him. So it sounds like this might have been self-defense, but again, I don't know. This is all alleged, obviously. And the crazy part about this is Antonio Brown was actually, if we all know, I stream Mario Kart from time to time, but I also watch streams. Aiden Ross is one of the bigger streamers out there. He was actually on Aiden Ross's stream, and he left to go down to do something, and that's when the whole fight broke out. And you could actually, on Aiden Ross's streams, you could actually hear the gunshots. So it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is wild. And Mark, Antonio Brown finds himself in trouble a lot. He back in May, he put out a post that said he was jumped, like as Dylan said, he tried to steal his jewelry. He went home that night. He wasn't arrested. That was in May when he put that out. And now there have been charges brought against him.
Yeah. Again, I woke up this morning to a notification on my phone, and my first reaction was, oh. Antonio Brown on attempted murder charge. Least surprising thing I'll probably read all day long. I mean, he's always had an affinity for trouble, right? He's had an affinity for flirting with the line and sometimes crossing it throughout his entire playing career and beyond. I'm glad nobody was injured in this thing. We'll let the legal process play out, but it does seem kind of weird that he wasn't arrested then, and then something happened where you could corroborate more evidence to put a charge together now. Like, I mean, he was detained and then let go. I don't know. Just something doesn't smell right.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I'm not defending anything that happened because, again, I wasn't there. I don't know. I did see that video that Dylan talked about. I watched it a couple times trying to figure out what the hell I was watching and what exactly happened. But it is some fishy stuff going on with this, and I don't know how to – I think this is one of those moments, luckily, where you don't know how you feel about something, and you should let things – the process play out and not make a quick judgment on the history that Antonio Brown has in his past.
Well, it is to be continued. Unfortunately, we got to go. Mark Zeno, thank you so much for coming in today.
Loved it. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Thanks to you. Mike's kids got donuts with Dad today, so definitely a big deal that you got in here. And that's going to do it for us. For Mark, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
And don't forget to...
Stay cool, Atlanta, and happy Father's Day.
It.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.